This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have Northwest Credit Union Association's very own Troy Stang talking about the 2021 MACS Convention coming up October 5th through the 7th. That's next week. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a live in-person show. So Troy gives us all the highlights that are going to be talking about collaboration, cybersecurity, grassroots advocacy, and a whole lot more. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Troy Stang from the Northwest Credit Union Association. Troy, how are you doing today?
Very well. Good day. Good to see you. And I love your background, Matt.
Looking pretty good, huh? Right? Next week is the big show for you guys. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. We are excited. Our credit unions are excited. Our business partners are excited. And we've got a lot to talk about.
I bet. Yeah. So let's dive right in, shall we? It's going to happen next week, October 5th through the 7th. Am I correct on those dates? Okay.
That's correct.
In Boise, Idaho. Really cool town. Probably one of the fastest growing towns in the United States, I think, from what last I read. But anyway, you guys are hosting it there. So give us a quick overview or even like a theme for this year's, for the 2021 MACS convention.
Well, we are excited to go to Boise, and it's frankly the largest credit union gathering ever in Idaho, and we couldn't be more pleased about that. And, wow. And Idaho credit unions became part of our Northwest Credit Union family several years ago, and they are just delighted to host the Northwest Credit Union family and the broader credit union movement at this year's MACS. And registrations are strong. Our lineup of talent on the main stage in our breakout sessions is just robust, and it's inclusive of all the issues that credit unions are dealing with and all the opportunities that they have, starting with talent. Talent management, development of talent seems to be, you know, front and center for every credit union, every organization. And the last 18 months has really taught us that our organizations are different, and how you grow talent, how you create the camaraderie in teams. And so we're gonna be talking about that from main stage. We're gonna be talking about how credit unions are thinking differently about leveraging the talent within their membership, within their team, to really deliver cutting edge financial services. So talent probably tops the stage. Yeah. Number two behind that probably is cybersecurity and digital and all the things that frankly we've been traveling through to make sure credit unions remain relevant to their members and their communities. And so those are the two themes kicking off the main stage. And then of course, it's no secret we've traveled through our country and our nation, through our communities and our own families, with a hyper focus on diversity, on serving all people within our fields of membership, and serving all their financial needs. And so digging a little deeper into that diversity, equity, and inclusion topic, looking at how credit unions can really make sure they dive deep in their fields of membership without forgetting that we were the original disruptors, exactly. Without forgetting the fact that credit unions were really formed to serve financial service needs of people who weren't getting served by traditional Wall Street banking. So knowing that we've done just an outstanding job in this arena and have so many more opportunities because of the growth in our communities. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited, and we're excited to do this in Boise.
Yeah.
You mentioned it, Mike, in the opening, in your tee up there. You know, Boise and the state of Idaho are some of the fastest growing areas in the nation. And with that comes change. With that comes many, many different perspectives. With that comes many opportunities to serve a melting pot of a community, which locally is just beloved and well-grounded in their love for their state.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool town. If you've never been there, you're going to really enjoy it. Let's talk. Can you share some of the keynotes that you guys are going to be having there as well? Because you talked about a lot of the topics that are going to be discussed, and maybe you want to address what you're going to be talking about in your opening comments for the conference as well. I'm sure you're going to be talking about what you just highlighted there. But anything else on the plate there?
Yeah, you hinted towards it, and I mentioned it earlier. You know, the talent environment from the main stage, we're going to take another look at that from a workplace culture. Workplace culture, we believe, has changed dramatically in the last months. And so we're going to be having experts about workplace culture. We're going to have experts around cybersecurity and cyber and all things that we know about and things that we don't know about, and really how to embrace not only a culture, but also a mentality around how do you address those things that are coming at us day in and day out from a cyber perspective that we might not even be aware of. How do you become the best prepared for those sorts of things? We're going to have a DEI professional on stage talking about not necessarily making the case for DEI, but rather recognizing the opportunity and recognizing what can credit unions do about it? What can they do about it as it relates to their teams? What can they do about it as it relates to their membership and the communities they serve? And part of that is that silver lining in all of that is to better serve the financial needs of everybody within their fields of membership. So it's pretty exciting to have that. You also remember Max from 2 years ago in our history of doing Max. We have two really, really special evenings as a part of the family gathering. One is the Credit Union for Kids, and the Northwest Credit Unions are very proud of the fact that the Credit Union for Kids fundraising challenges took root in the Northwest. And with that, every year, they used one of these evenings for a beautiful fundraising event to raise money for families and the hospitals and the kids from multiple hospitals across the Northwest hospital network. And so it'll be fun to do it in Boise near St. Luke's, which is one of our many Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And I am certain those paddle bids will be raising
high. Yeah, you guys hit it out of the park with that event. It's really cool. If you have never been to that event, go to it. I highly recommend. It's a lot of fun, but the cause that you guys that this stands for is greater than none. So yeah, it's fantastic. So what do you want folks to take back to their credit unions from this event this year? Because obviously this is the first time back, right, for you guys. So it's going to be a lot of in person, like, oh my gosh, so good to see you again type of thing. So other than that, I mean, what do you guys want to take back? What do you want folks to take back from this event?
Yes, you're right. It's our first Max in 2 years. That said, we've been so close and our members have been so close in collaboration with each other over the last 18 months. And we've probably seen more of each other virtually than we could ever have. And that said, there's something to be said about in person and the ability to build that camaraderie. That said, it's also a time for us to reconnect with our purpose more collectively as a credit union movement. I certainly will be talking about the state of the credit union movement and our environment. I'm going to be focusing on three key areas that the audience is going to hear from me, three areas that we're going to pour a little more gasoline on in the next year. And one of them is around collaboration. One of them is around collaboration and the chase around fintech and the next cutting edge technology. How can and how do credit unions continue to stay at the table and also really position themselves with an ownership stake in some of the innovation and that's happening in financial services, whether it's buy now, pay later services, or go down the list of all of the cutting edge technologies. We have a beautiful thing in credit union space, and that's the assembly of people, the collection of our memberships, and to be able to marry up both the commitment, the trust, and the respect that the membership has with credit unions, along with and meet up the cutting edge technology. We believe that that trust can be transferred from an in-person council perspective with a member to that online portal as well. So that's the first thing our audience is going to hear, our members are going to hear from us, is a commitment to really put that innovation front and center. They'll also hear us talk about community and almost more from a perspective of what we've learned as their association. We've learned over the last year and a half, 2 years, that impact in the community, however you define that community, whether it's be a single sponsor or a geographic community, the impact of the community has become an expectation from the consumer. And over the last several years, we've been measuring what kind of impact Northwest credit unions have on these communities they serve. Yeah. And so we're going to put that community impact front and center, celebrating what credit unions have done, shining a light on what could be done more as it relates to impact in the communities in the areas that we can directly influence in financial services. And more specifically, Mike, that translates in things like affordable housing solutions. Mm-hmm. That translates into rural access to financial services to really fill that gap that Wall Street's leaving as they're pulling out of so many of these communities, even when they're growing.
Yeah.
People want a local financial services choice, and they want to have voice and control or the ability to influence. And that's why we've got such opportunity, I believe, with credit unions and being member-owned institutions. And then finally, the audience is going to hear from us an introduction of a new generation of grassroots advocacy. If there's something that we learned over the last several months and year, is our voices matter. Our voices are influential in public policy, both at the state and federal level. Elected officials are hungry. Policy officials are hungry for solutions. There's enough division. There's enough chaos going on in any legislative body and in public policy environment. But when credit unions are that bright, shiny light, yep. A bright spot of the day, our grassroots advocacy, I believe, has an opportunity to be amped up and so much more intentional daily in the work of credit unions. And so spreading that grassroots activity broader than just a day at the Capitol, broader than one or two visits to Washington, D.C., but making it an everyday yep. activity as credit unions carry out their work, providing real tangible value to their members and making impacts in their communities. And so those are the three things. Those are the three themes our members are going to hear from us. Enhancement around the collaboration and more focus on technology solutions and evolution. Do not stop keeping community and impact of community front and center, and then the grassroots advocacy evolving to the next generation.
Yeah, consistency is key in all of those areas, actually. So, and before I let you go, Troy, because I always love to talk to you about this because of the market share that you guys have in the Northwest is, oh my gosh, it's mind blowing. And what you guys are doing up there is working. So I just want to send out a quick reminder and let you talk about the market share that you guys have in the Northwest. Is again, it's phenomenal. So you just want to say a few words about that before we close?
Yeah, you know, just a little over a decade ago, I came up to the Northwest and couldn't believe how successful the credit unions had been. 30% of the population was using credit unions as their primary financial institution. And we live in the Pacific Northwest is a community and is a region of the United States where cooperative values run deep in the fabric of the communities. That said, over the last decade plus, the credit unions have continued to be relevant to the members, to their mm-hmm. communities. Yeah. Today, they celebrate over 60% market penetration, 60% of the consumers in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho trust credit unions as their primary institution. Now, that's something to celebrate.
I love it when we talk about that number. So every time I'm going to talk to you, Troy, I'm going to bring up that number or let you bring it up.
But we're not done. There's 40%.
Absolutely not.
40% of people who are not members of credit unions.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we can go deeper in every one of those wallets as well.
So. Oh, completely. Well, that's the message I wanted to end on. And just it's inspiring that it can be done. And you guys are doing it. So kudos to you guys and all the hard work that you guys are doing up there in the great Northwest. So, and we wish you all the best and great success next week at Max. So look forward to it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mike.
This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all out innovation for credit unions.